This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll be there election night. I will join Adam Carter, Blois Olson, and a number of others. Dave Harrigan has made it clear he will not be a part of it. Does not care about America, does not care about the Constitution. He'll be home sleeping and will not be part of our election coverage. We'll start 8 that night, and I have no idea how late we're going to go, because don't you think the chances are very strong that, let's say, we stay on until 2. I think the Trump-Hillary one, I think we left like 3:34, something like that. We're not going to have a winner, are we? That night, we'll still have the mail-in ballots. That'll still play a big part in some of the swing states, wouldn't you expect?
I actually see it quite differently. I think we'll have a winner by about 10, 11 o'clock, and the concession speech will come, and everyone will be very happy with the way it works out, and America will move along peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
together, right?
Yep.
We'll all agree. A couple quick stories, and I want to get to this substitute teacher in this awful situation. Don't forget, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter is going to join us. Melvin basically saying to the voters, I don't care what you do. You're not doing enough on child care. So pretty interesting philosophical discussion. About apparently Melvin's saying he's going to let perfect be the enemy of good or some progress. And are you okay with this just because you agree philosophically with Melvin Carter? Our friend Judd Zolgat, an hour ago, I remain baffled about the disappearance of Stribby. This is Jay Zolgat on the Twitter machine. I remain baffled about the disappearance of Stribby as the Star Tribune mascot. Introduced in the state fair and not heard from since. I'm now subscribing to the website and paper. Would very much like a picture with Stribby. Can we make this happen? What did happen with that goofy looking mascot? I mean, kidnapped?
You know, the timing on this couldn't be more impeccable.
Oh,
guess
you.
Who I saw on the streets of Minneapolis while walking to the WCCO building this morning?
Stribby?
Stribby the gray duck. Stribby, I will say, was not moving well. I saw Stribby going down.
Stribby have an injury?
Stribby had to go down a couple steps and was definitely getting some assistance from Stribby's handler.
What happened to Stribby?
It could be an ACL.
Could be an ACL.
Could be an Achilles, MCL. You know, everything's in play. Patellar tendon kind of thing.
Wow. I've suggested this for years. WCCO Radio should have a mascot. Why not?
What would we name the mascot?
Real. Because we're real radio.
Yeah. We couldn't have the good neighbor?
Could. To me, that's too old. Although real is also 50 years old, too. I don't know. Would we? Listen, we're frugal. We're cheap here. I worry if we had a mascot, we'd each have to volunteer like once a week to be the mascot at various events.
I'd volunteer twice a week.
Okay, good. You could take my shift. KOC, we're all drinking the Kevin O'Connell Kool-Aid right now, aren't we?
We should. 5-0.
5-0. 13-4 the first year. Looks a little bit like young Bud. He's a much, much better interview than he was early on. Early on, he gave you nothing. He's starting to give you pretty good stuff. We love the in-locker room speech. Good-looking guy, family guy. I'm done with him, though, because another picture today where he's outside wearing a vest. Doesn't respect our arms.
Mm-mm.
He just doesn't.
No. He's a core guy.
If I'm the Wolves, I would fire him today. Well, I give him an ultimatum. Either put on a real jacket or, you know, go back to San Diego. The vest is one of the dumbest inventions of all time. And here he is, the cutting edge guy. The guy guys want to hang with, women definitely want to hang with. He's 5-0. He says all the right things. He's got the self-deprecating down. Shows up, but he's got a vest on. Bud didn't. Did Bud wear a vest?
No.
Never. Belichick kind of wore a vest, didn't he, when he would cut up the sweatshirt so horribly he was trying to make a vest.
Well, he kept it like short sleeve length, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not. That's very different. That's very different than the vest.
I'm about to go outside for a little bit after this show. I'm not going to wear a vest.
No, you wouldn't be seen wearing a vest.
No, I would not. I would not. You want to hear about one of the worst stories? I saw this late yesterday. The former owner of a dog, okay? First of all, you get worried when you just hear those words right away, right, Dave?
Yeah.
The former owner of a dog. This dog was left tied to a post off a Florida highway in floodwaters, has been arrested for animal cruelty.
Mm.
The dog was found up to the dog's chest off Interstate 75, which is a massive highway. That's 35. It's that link, right? The state trooper rescued the dog, now known as Trooper. They shared a video, and the video said with the caption, "Do not do this to your pets, please." Who in the bleep outside of a sick, demented, awful, disgusting human being would do this?
Well, I saw the story, and well, I should say I saw the headline and a photo, and that's as far as I could go, because I got the gist of it with just the headline and the photo. Is there any way to give maybe the benefit of the doubt?
No. He was arrested, Giovanni Aldama Garcia, aggravated animal cruelty. State attorney says, "We take this crime very seriously, and the defendant will face consequences of the action." The Leon County Animal Shelter, which had possession of the dog, contacted the individual. He reportedly told the shelter, "If the current foster will take good care and love the dog, he will surrender ownership." He filled out the required paperwork to surrender ownership. DeSantis even got involved, and he said this, the governor said, we said at the time you just don't tie up a dog and have them out there by a storm. Totally unacceptable. We're going to hold you accountable. We said you'd be held accountable, and you will be. Good. I'm not kidding. 5 years in prison. I'm not kidding at all. That you were going to torture and drown a dog, let alone your dog? I'm sorry, when the weather is horrifying as that, and you have pets, they're coming with. The most, if all of a sudden it's a drowning situation and you can't save them all, I got it. But come on, Dave, tying a dog to a post when Milton's coming in? I mean, I don't know. You want to try to give him grace? I can't do that at all.
The only thought I had is if he had no way of bringing the dog with him, and he realizes he's got to get out of town and you don't want to leave the dog in the home alone, if you think that, you know, the home might not be there when you get back, is if he thought, hey, the best idea is to tie up the dog where somebody will see it and hopefully save the dog, which I am not saying is a good idea.
Sounds like you're okay with it.
It is not what I'm saying, Chad. I'm saying that is a horrible idea.
Put that on the headline. Put that on your little tweet. Dave's okay with leaving dogs tied to a post to drown.
Didn't say that. Said it's a horrible idea. That's the only thought I had other than, you know, there's this incredible animal cruelty that perhaps he made such a interestingly befuddling, terrible decision to think this was the best choice.
And yet a 10-year-old can steal a car at gunpoint and get sent home to their parents. Yeah, we've ripped that too. Here in Richfield last week, a dog was discovered in the Wood Lake Nature Center, tied to a post, abandoned. Another text, I would tie people I know to a pole and leave them before I would do that to my dog. Yeah, I'm glad you can judge people in a time of crisis. Maybe they weren't thinking straight. That's what I mean by WC so full of blank. Yeah. I've never, outside of a mental health crisis, this texter must not care about animals. Because if your move is to tie a dog to a post, when at the time people were projecting this as one of the worst storms in history, and you somehow want to defend that, I think that's awful. So, congrats. My pets are like my children. I wouldn't tie either one to a fence. Somebody's talking about the lynx. We've talked about the lynx a lot. We've had Sloan on. We've had Collar on. We've had Waylon on. We talked about it with Chip. We talked about it like a lot. Guess who's on tomorrow? Jim Peterson to talk about the game. We'll probably have Waylon on again too. So, yeah, we've talked about the lynx quite a bit on this show. This bizarre story about a substitute teacher and a reenactment. Let's get to that in a matter of moments on the home of the Twins, CCO.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is your area, Dave Harrigan, the South Washington County schools. Where that is sub. It happens. Sub's not banned. After an investigation showed that he reenacted police actions resulted in the death of George Floyd. Mimicked holding up a gun, pointed at students, stated that police brutality is not real, told sexist jokes, engaged in inappropriate and racially harmful behavior during multiple classes. Students reported the unnamed teacher said he wanted them to know about his life as a police officer. On Monday of the week, the teacher put a student on the ground. The teacher, by the way, is not a police officer in Minnesota. The teacher, according to the Trip story, also reportedly twisted a student's arm behind their back, showed pressure points on the chin and face. The teacher then spoke in disturbing detail about dead bodies he had seen, shared explicit details about two sexual assault cases he investigated, and made more racially harmful comments. The principal said the school has called something called Teachers on Call, a company that provides substitute teachers for the area, to ensure the teachers does not fill any future vacancies in the district. Trip called, has not heard. I mean, if you're talking about major events in the appropriate classes, sure. I get it. Has to be the appropriate class. Now, an English class, I'm not sure how we're going there, right? And then we're going to this level of demonstrations and words of a racist nature and assault. How did this person get to a point where he was available from Teachers on Call? We say this all the time about professions. When you have millions, thousands, hundreds, you're going to have some people who are very good, some that are okay, and some that are atrocious. And too quickly, as we know, Dave, if you point this out, all of a sudden it turns out you're a teacher hater, you're a police hater, you're a media hater, whatever it might be. Unless this behavior came absolutely out of nowhere, I want to question the agency that hired him. And unless, again, kind of like the dog situation, unless there's some mental health part of this that we don't know about, indefensible isn't strong enough.
It seems like it would take a lot less than all the things you described to have a district say.
Talk about George Floyd?
Yeah, just to have the district say, you know, we don't need you. You know, we've got the George Floyd demonstration. We've got sexist jokes. We've got, you know, racism. We've got describing...
twisting the arm?
Yeah, twisting arms, describing dead bodies you've seen in detail. You're just a sub. Roll the movie and then dismiss the kids.
Yeah.
That's what your job is.
Sounds like you're hating all substitute teachers.
No, I'm saying, come on. If you're a sub in, you know, elementary school, you've got the kids all day, you got to do some real work. Let's be honest. If we're talking middle school, high school, you got the kids for an hour, hour and a half. All right, regular teacher, get that sub a movie or something like that. We don't need, they're not doing real instruction. Come on. You've had subs before.
Sophomore and senior classes. At what point do you think either class started realizing, what are we doing right now? Pretty quick, don't you think?
I would think around the time that his knee was on somebody's back or neck.
Yeah. Seems like that would be a point. Still, a number of other questions. I mean, it's good that they're saying this person is done.
Yes.
I'm not sure that's bold, that's courageous in any way. But how did we arrive here in the first place? I hope you still see some good reporting on that part of it. The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, after traffic and weather on Newstalk 830, WCCO. Mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, is here. We appreciate his time. He, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, let me read the first two graphs of a Star Tribune story, which will be the basis of this conversation. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter on Monday said even if voters approve a ballot question authorizing the city to levy property taxes to make child care more affordable, he won't do it. Next graph. He said there's no way the plan can do what the ballot language promises, at least not for the $20 million per year the city would levy when the plan is fully mature, saying the true cost of providing child care to thousands of low-income families is closer to $110 million per year. Always a pleasure when you come on, sir. I appreciate it. What message are you sending to the voters if they are allowed to vote on this and if they would approve this and you would say to them, I know you approved it, but I'm not going to do it?
Thanks for having me on. The first distinction is that the ballot question, the question that will be put before voters, will ask them to authorize something, not approve it. Authorize, in every sense of the word, means we give someone the ability to use their best judgment and deem if it's necessary to do so. So if voters vote yes, they vote to authorize my administration and I to determine whether this is done. A lot of the press around this is that I said I won't do it. The truth is, I keep saying, and I've been saying for a year, we can't do it. If you look at the resolution that the city council passed, this is just their language, their numbers. If you look at the resolution the city council passed to put this question on the ballot, it says two things that really stick out. One, it says that the cost to provide child care for just children under 2 years old, low-income children under 2 years old, would be $39 million. And two, it says, it promises that somehow the mayor and the city will create a program that will provide free child care for all low-income children under 5 years old and provide a sliding scale benefit for children who aren't low income and support the child care workforce and add slots somehow for $20 million. Those numbers just don't add up. And so there's no amount of goodwill, and frankly, there's no amount of votes that can make a $120 million program possible to administer with $20 million in funding. And it's important for me as someone who's tired of hearing politicians make promises that they don't plan on keeping. It's important for me to tell our voters and tell our taxpayers that this promise is not coming from me.
Okay. Why not use the $20 million to cover as many kids as possible and then to continue to advocate through your bully pulpit, through a back and forth with the city council for them to lever for the budget debate to get the 90 plus million more to at least affect some of the kids who would be helped by the 20 million?
That's an important question, and that might be a good policy suggestion. The problem is we're not at a policy conversation yet. We're at a math conversation. If we think of a ballot question, a ballot referendum, a question we're asking our voters to vote on as a contract, as a covenant, we're telling them, we're asking them if they're willing to pay a certain amount of money for a certain amount of public services. Now, if they say yes, that means we don't have the opportunity to just say, okay, we're going to charge you still that same amount of money, but we're going to only provide you a fraction of the services that we set on the front side. We've all had that happen at car dealerships. We've all had that happen at different places. None of us react well to that. That is dishonest. That would be a bait and switch. And we can't do that. We can't pass the biggest single. We can't pass. This would be a $110 million property tax increase over the next 10 years. We cannot pass the biggest single property tax increase I've ever seen at City Hall through a bait and switch. That's just dishonest.
But because in your first answer, you pointed out accurately that this is authorizing. It's not required. Now, in this answer, you're saying it's contract. Isn't that a conflict where at one point you're saying authorize and this is a contract? Those are two different things.
I'm saying what voters would authorize us to do, and I'm going to just base strict. It's not two different things. It's the same thing. I'm saying the specific words of the ballot question asks, should we authorize? What it asks them to authorize is a system of things that we already know that if they say yes to the tax bill, we're not going to implement. So I am taking this very closely at its word, and that's why when we're authorized to do, if voters say yes and authorize us to do that, we'll have to tell them that, listen, this body of public services that you authorize just cannot, like this contract cannot be kept. This contract is null and void at the beginning because nobody ever intended to do all of the services that it lays out. And part of the problem, Chad, is, and, you know, against my judgment, against my advice, against my over my concerns, the city council passed the ballot question, passed the language of the ballot question about 15 months ago. They only got around to entertaining an implementation plan last month, over a year after they passed the ballot question. And so it's not a surprise that the ballot question doesn't effectively articulate what would be an implementation plan, because logic would dictate doing the implementation plan first and then saying, okay, here's the ballot question. They did it the opposite, and they haven't been able to back the implementation plan up into something that honestly reflects what the ballot question asked, the ballot language that they approved a year ago. And that ends up being the paradox that we're up against.
Let me get, and this is the mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter. We thank him for coming on. You mentioned the city council. Let's get to Rebecca Necker, who is one of the proposal sponsors. I saw her quoted multiple stories. Let me read a couple quotes. There's really a disconnect there when the mayor says voters don't understand what this is about and saying he won't follow the will of the voters. Also added this part, these quotes from WCCO-TV. It's a very strange argument to make that because we can't do everything for all the kids and all the families, we shouldn't do anything. That is not a standard we apply to any public program. The truth is there's no public program that fully meets the need. What do you say to the council member?
I'll read you a direct quote back. That is a direct quote of this council member as well from the legal document, the resolution that council member wrote that the city council passed to put this question on the ballot. It says that a citywide early learning program will make funding available to all families residing in St. Paul with children ages 0 to 5 without regard to immigration status. will fully fund the cost of families at 185% federal poverty level and below, and subsidize families earning more on a sliding scale. I'm not concerned that voters won't understand it. I'm concerned that voters will understand that they've put on paper and think that what they're voting on is what they're being told they're voting on. That's not the case.
Okay, so you're not going to do this if it gets approved. What are you going to do?
And again, it's not that I'm not going to, it's that if it gets approved, it won't be able to fit a $1 million program into a $20 million budget. This program, this ballot question, this whole plan got put together over our objections by ignoring every concern that I brought forward and by overriding my veto. The question.
Okay, so as an alternative, as you laid that out,
the question of what will happen next goes to not to me. They seem to have a two-part plan. One is ignoring every input and every concern that I bring forth, and two is counting on me to do all the work. They're going to have to find a better plan than that.
But I mean, let's just be honest. You're the mayor. You're going to advocate ideas. You have the biggest voice in the city. You are a very popular mayor. Just to say it's up to the city council and you're just a bystander, that's not true.
Oh, it's not. And we're going to continue to do all of the work that we're focused on. We're going to continue to make sure that we're advancing our all-in housing proposal. You know, my career, as you well know, has been centered around early childhood solutions, like building the St. Paul Promise neighborhood, like creating college savings accounts for every child born in the city, and advocating for things at the state level as well that can be impactful for children and families. So we are going to continue doing that work that I've been doing and leading for the past couple of decades in St. Paul and in Minnesota. And the folks who, like I said, brought this plan to the table will be responsible for determining what their next steps are.
And I know you have to go after this question. I appreciate your time on a busy day and subject. And I know you've tried to lay this out, but on the perception from voters who care about this topic, who at times have supported you or consistently supported you, are you worried about the perception that they're voting on something and the feeling they may have? Now, wait a second. You're not going to follow up on what they voted on.
Well, I am confident that those voters will understand based on your coverage and all the different coverage that exists around this over a year that this math doesn't work out. This math doesn't math, that this plan is not cannot be implemented. They're likely to know that I've got a full career of early childhood advocacy. There's nobody in City Hall who has a deeper history of advocacy around early childhood than I do. And, you know, I think the voters will know for a fact that $120 million is still more than $20 million. What I would encourage folks to do is, you know, determine who is, as we navigate these next chapters, what somebody's been telling them for over a year, what I've been saying for over a year, is what's proving out to be true. And they should take out their frustration on whoever's told them something that has turned out to be false.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.
The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter. If you want to react to this, you certainly can. You can react through a text, 651-461-9226. And also, Jason joins the conversation when we return. We got about five more minutes left, then Mr. DeRussia is going to take you home. I'm at the satellite studio at an undisclosed location, but Dave Harrigan just informed me that you're involved in some significant manual labor.
Well, you know, we've had some computer monitor issues here in the studio, and I'm sick of waiting for problems to be solved, so I'm solving problems over here today.
I want a longer answer.
I'm a man of action. Why? Because you're eating? Is that why? You want me to talk a little longer?
I'm having a potato pancake right now, so I was hoping I was going to get that typical 45
seconds. It's just been a day of snack for you, hasn't it? Like we had the cookies, the M&M cookies.
Yeah. Are you calling me fat?
Me and
had drinks together.
He's not calling
you
slim.
Yeah. I was bonded, and
we
now
did.
I'm
we had a great time last night. One of Plymouth's finest establishments.
Yeah,
Odyssey picked up the tab. I assume. I don't know. I hope. I hope Brad can expense that. We went for the top of the top shelf. Here's how Chad Hartman works when he's on the company dime. The gentleman comes over. Yeah. Chad orders an old-fashioned.
Can I mention that? Not promptly.
Well, it wasn't his table, right?
Give
there
a longer answer while I have more of my potato pancake, too.
So Chad is like, the guy asks if we had a bourbon preference. And Chad says, what's your most expensive bourbon?
I did.
Yeah. I admire it. I admire it. Like, I'm a little, usually, like, I'm a little more soft shoe about my effort to kind of, you know, get the company to pick up a really expensive drink for us. Yeah. No, we weren't exactly at the Four Seasons.
Okay, we were at Lucky 13. I mean, it wasn't like we were at, you know, the Palm. I mean, but again, I had fun at Lucky 13.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I was a little disappointed how quickly you ran away from the old fashioned.
Then I went, well, it, you know, it was a little sweet. It was a little sweet for me, so I went Manhattan, a little more bitter, which befits my persona.
It fits, yeah. One of us is sweet, thank you.
What is going on? Like, I'm hearing silverware, there's like...
Well, most of us eat
what are
using
you
silverware.
You couldn't wait 4 minutes? The show is almost over.
No, I got to go. I got big plans. I got R&D afterwards. I got to leave right away.
We are going to have
show.
Yeah.
You're just wiped
from arguing with Melvin Carter. Is that the issue? Like,
okay, what did you think of what Melvin had to say?
What's sort of interesting, right? Like, I get where he's coming from, but like, when you lose, if the voters vote for something, I don't know. Like, I feel like he's sort of trying to thread a needle here, right? And say like, well, I'm not going to not do it. But I can't do it. It's sort of weird. We are in this weird scenario where we have city councils who want to do things, and they just do it. And the mayors are like, what are you guys doing? Like, it's just sort of, it's, I don't know. I don't know what you do with it. It's very interesting. We're going to have Rebecca Knocker on to respond, city council member. So she'll respond to the mayor at 4:35.
Yeah, and you heard me quote her, too. You know?
Yeah.
You're not going to get $110 million out of St. Paul. You're not. It's not realistic.
No.
So to me, there's still a part of this, Jason, where people are voting and they're trying to get something. And if this is the policy of every mayor that, well, unless we can get every single aspect of this covered, we're not going to do it. That's going to limit a lot of what happens in cities where incrementally you're trying to address some level of a problem.
Yeah, again, like some of this stuff, I don't know if dealing with the expense of childcare is necessarily an individual city government issue.
Yeah,
it's more of a state issue, but yeah, I don't know.
But
it's
if they're
crazy
voting
stuff,
on it,
they're voting on it.
Somebody wants you to try Rob Roy next time.
Ooh, all right, I'm down.
Yep, I need to eat my potato pancake.
Yes, you do.
And so you're on your own on the camera.
All right, I can do it.
I think you can.
Thank
See
you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.